Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. Last week I discussed earned media and how you, the candidate, can get it. I ended the previous podcast by discussing interviews with reporters and whether or not you choose to do a specific one. Now, when you choose not to do a requested interview, you need to remember to have your organization, your campaign, be polite. I would further note that no comment is generally not a good way to go and that it makes you appear aloof. The easiest thing to do is simply let the deadline pass. If you have a campaign spokesperson, he or she can usually talk to the reporter about how busy you are and that he or she is trying to get you to respond. If a reporter is persistent, you can sometimes simply fax or email a one-line statement in response to questions. Of course, this usually will not make it into a story and will probably irritate the reporter, but it does insulate you from irritating the reporter even more by not responding at all. You will, of course, be caught off guard by a reporter who works hard and catches you at some event unawares. Now, in that case, it will be very difficult to avoid the issue of speaking with that reporter. In this situation, the less said, the better. Don't decide that this is an opportunity to pontificate about an issue. Usually, spur-of-the-moment, unscripted events in which you are possibly caught unawares by a reporter don't typically go well for you, the candidate. That's why you need to know your campaign talking points and stick to the message. If you're caught unawares, repeat those talking points like a mantra until that bad reporter is exorcised. I'm just kidding on that one, but honestly, you should always steer a conversation to your talking points and campaign message. The semi-ambush interviews can work out well if you are prepared and have all the angles on an issue thought out. But most human beings don't respond well when caught by surprise. If a reporter catches you at an event and you weren't expecting it, take a moment, pause, and then think before you speak. Consider what it is that the reporter is really asking you, what the issue really is, and what your message is on that point. Avoid a tit-for-tat specifics. Keep as best as you can on the big picture. And last but not least, if you don't want to see something in black and white the next day, don't say it. Earned media, which is orchestrated by you, is much more work than if the reporter simply comes to you. But it's simpler from the standpoint that you are in control. Earned media is obtained in five ways: press releases, press conferences, tips or exclusives to reporters, talk shows, and letters to the editor. Now, press releases usually are not going to generate a lot of earned media. News outlets are bombarded by press releases and wire stories every day. They are, however, useful in certain situations. They're good when somebody else is in the news, particularly if it's your opponent, or if you have very good news to report, like great fundraising numbers or good poll numbers. Reporters who are working on a story are often in need of a quote or other such information to make the story balanced or interesting. Oftentimes, a reporter is unaware that an aspect of a story is controversial. So, for example, there's a news story coming out of Washington about a particular vote that is on an important issue. Information in your press release can become part of the story. A pithy quote from you might very well find its way into the news story. Press conferences are a well-known mode of generating a story. Reporters come to you in bulk and you make one basic presentation and then take questions. What efficiency? Unfortunately, a successful press conference is not as easy to facilitate as you might imagine. First of all, reporters are very leery of press conferences. Reporters like to report news, and press conferences are often not newsworthy, especially if they don't pertain to the news of the day. For example, a press conference highlighting your views on women's issues is likely to be ignored. It's simply not news. The key to hosting a successful press conference is largely choosing your subject wisely. If you're running against an incumbent, try to be cognizant of what bills are coming, which your opponent is going to be forced to vote on. For instance, if your opponent is likely to vote against a defense authorization bill, plan to have a press conference regarding defense issues the same day, perhaps near a military base. Try to tie in your own press conference to the news of the day. If you're running for a state House or state Senate seat and an education vote is coming up, do something very similar, maybe in front of a school discussing your views on education. Press conferences are often more successful if you take it on the road. If you have a newsworthy issue, rather than announce a press conference in one locale, announce a series of press conferences across the entire congressional district if you're running for Congress, or state Senate district if you're running for state Senate, etc. Of course, good planning will be essential. Keep tight in your schedule and because reporters hate to be kept waiting. It is important to understand that simply announcing a press conference will not accomplish what you want it to. Unless you're announcing your past involvement with organized crime or something else salacious, and you say so in your release, you will likely not get a great turnout. Achieving a solid turnout at a press conference is the culmination of an effort to reach out to the media, which is an ongoing process. Your campaign press secretary will need to develop a list of the reporters covering your race, speak to them frequently, cultivate their trust and interest, and give them the personal touch. Your general press release will need to be followed up by a phone call to these reporters, explaining why this is an important press conference and that they really should be there. One way to do this is through the use of exclusive stories to reporters. Most every paper has a reporter who is assigned the task of covering the political races. These reporters often write the best political stories, thus the fact they're on the political beat, and they impress their editors and bosses if they have access to a candidate. This access can be facilitated by you, the candidate, much to the appreciation of the local reporter. For instance, if you happen to know that you're going to be traveling through an area, have your press secretary arrange to sit down with a local reporter and drink a cup of coffee. For reporters in the more rural or remote areas of a congressional district or a statewide race, this can be an especially important step in cultivating a relationship with the press. The same is true of radio programs. Many small stations, particularly AM stations, have local talk shows with local hosts. These shows are often in dire need of fresh guests. Offering yourself up to be a guest on these shows will sometimes be very appreciated. Sometimes it won't be, but many times it will be. This is especially true if you give them enough notice to plan properly. Of course, be careful to check out a potential show to make sure that the host is not a person who is radioactive. In your never-ending quest for earned media, do not negate the power of a letter to the editor. Letters to the editor, especially in smaller papers, are often widely read. You yourself can write a letter, but it is often more powerful to have your friends do the writing for you. These letters can take the form of hit pieces on your opponent or pieces extolling your virtues. To be most effective, have the letters frequent the same themes without using the same language. Since pretty much every campaign is not going to have unlimited monetary resources, you're going to need to be creative in how you get your message out. Have an earned media plan and then go for it. Next week, I'll talk about one of the most favorite topics of anyone running for office: fundraising.